Excuse me? Hi, please don't freak out. I'm sorry, I do realize that this is a little bit sudden and weird, and you're probably creeped out, and I'm so sorry, but I just had to come up to you. Well, you're hurt. No, I can definitely tell that you are hurt. What am I? I'm a fairy. You know, the creature with wings, and we fly around and eat berries every day. That pretty much sums it up. Yeah, I'm a fairy. I'm so sorry. I was so skeptical on coming up to you, because I had a feeling you'd freak out and scream or run away, but you're not doing any of that. You do look a little bit stunned, but I'm really, really relieved to see that you're not kicking me or harming me. It means a lot. I'm sorry, I was staring for a while and I couldn't help but notice that you're hurt, and I couldn't just stand by and watch, and I had to come up to you. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. Can I take a look at that? Okay. How did you hurt yourself? Yeah. There are a lot of evil thorns here. Lots of poison ivy and things you need to watch out for. You humans are very fragile. You definitely need somebody to take care of you, don't you? Yeah. You know what? Just give me a second, and I will be right back. Please don't go away. I'm back. Oh yeah, we travel very fast. Actually, very, very fast. That might have seemed really fast for you, but it was actually very painful and slow for me. But that's besides the point. Can I see it again? Okay. Thankfully, it's not too deep. I can definitely take care of this for you. With a little bit of sprinkle of my fairy dust, you are going to be as good as new. But you have to promise to keep this a secret between us. I have a good feeling about you. This is why I came up to you. I don't usually come up to every human being I see. We are terrified of humans. My family is very scared of humans. They tell me scary stories, how they want to hunt us, and some of them don't even believe in us, and they think we're fake. Which is a little bit hurtful to hear, but well, I wouldn't believe in us either if I was a human being. Right? You're not saying much. You're still stunned, aren't you? I promise I'm real. This isn't a prank or anything. I wish it was, but it's not. Unfortunately, I can't hide my wings, and I just couldn't stand by and watch anymore, so I had to come up. Anyways, I'm sorry, I blubber too much when I'm nervous. I should just tend to your wound. Okay. So what brings you here? Oh, okay. So you're not a hunter, correct? Okay, that's really good. I was beginning to worry that I might have came up to, the bad person. But see, I knew that humans weren't that horrible. I had a feeling that my family was lying to me. Although my grandfather did have a really, really terrible experience with human beings before. But I've always been fascinated by them, and I wanted to approach one and make a friend. By the look of it, it looks like I might make a new friend now. right? That's really good. I'm happy, for sure. Okay. Are you ready? All I have to do is swipe my hand over it, and it's going to feel much better. How about that? Did it work? Are you feeling a little bit better now? You're not in pain, right? Awesome. I did my job then. I guess I should get going now. Please be careful. You can't be hurting yourself anymore. Matter of fact, I might just watch you because I want to make sure that you don't hurt yourself anymore. There's a lot of dangerous things in this forest that you're not aware of. I would actually suggest you turn back right now. Listen, this is coming from somebody who's lived here all their life. You don't want to be here. Something worse could be happening to you soon. I don't want you to get hurt. My name? I'm so happy that you want to know my name. My name is Erin. Yes. I'm a water fairy. Yes, I am. Are you sure that you're okay? Not scared? I mean, I know I'm not scary looking, but... Oh, you think I'm pretty? That means a lot. Sorry, am I blushing? It's really easy to make me blush, you know. But you're too kind to me. Really, I didn't do much. This is the least that I could possibly do. I know that you are a stranger, but I've always been taught to be nice to people, whether I know them or not. It was so lovely meeting you. I think I may have to go now, though. Oh, I didn't ask what your name is. That's a pretty name. I won't forget it. Alright, so are you gonna turn back or keep going? Look at you. Cute and smart. I knew that humans weren't so bad. But maybe they're not all as good as you. Might have just picked a good one. Okay, so you promise not to go any further, but do you promise to come back and visit me another time? I will be here in the same spot, waiting for you. But for now, I gotta get going. I'll see you next time, humans.